into ne SBS Dinka. Loye wilgit ne sbs.com.au/dinka.
Hello and welcome to SBS Dinka Radio. I'm going to be joined by MG Daniel Justin Baulu, and he's the spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police. We'll be talking about the case that involved the arrest of General Major, General Granga Cook, and some of the accused, the case of Lwala Cook. And then from there, that's where we will be discussing what happened. Thank you, Daniel, for calling back, and I appreciate your time so much, because this, I actually contacted the IGP to make sure that your part of the story is told, so that you don't become victimized without your side of the story. So welcome to SBS Dinka.
Yeah, hello. Thank you very much for hosting me.
Yeah.
In regard to the case, yes, the case was open on the 4th of June, 2020. The case number is 1296, and the articles from the law is under Article 48, 206, 305, and 315. The complainer is called Mon Deng Akok Wol. It is regarding the killing of late Lwal Deng Akok Wol. The suspects are five. We have Ajit Jok Yor, Malik Yol Deng, Mayan Dao Deng, Majer Abdallah Mabior, and then Garang Akok Adut. The suspects were arrested and they have been investigated. The case is open in Guba Sherikad Police Division. The investigator is Colonel Abdelaziz Abbas. Of course, the warrant of arrest was issued by the public prosecution attorney in Gumba Sherikad. For the two generals, Major Abdallah Mubior and Garang Akok Duadwe, our laws says that if a suspect is from the organized forces, he is to be handed back to his unit after the investigation and to remain there until the court is called. So after the investigation, the two generals were handed over to their units pending the trial of the case. The other three civilians, they are now in prisons in Juba Central Prison. And the investigation is still going on.
Thank you so much for the explanation. But I just want to go back a bit. When the incident occurred in Sherikad, President Salva Kiir Mayardit appointed a committee that was supposed to be investigating this, and it was headed by the Minister of Justice. Why is the police treating this case as separate from the other investigation? As for the family, because the case was being investigated at the highest level, the family was still going to be represented by the Department of Justice, because the Office of the Prosecutor will handle this. Why is this investigation separate?
Well, of course, if you raise your complaint, the complaint was actually not direct to the police. Mm. It was to the Attorney General. And it is the right of any citizen to, if he feels that there is something not okay, he can raise his case. So, and for us, the police, whenever we receive a case, we investigate the case, and then our investigation, of course, is under the supervision of the public prosecution attorney. So the case was raised to the public prosecutor, and then we were ordered to investigate the case.
So
now we are investigating. Oh, yes, sir.
Who is the Attorney General of South Sudan?
No, the prosecutor. You see, the attorney. We have the prosecutor general in the Ministry of Justice.
Okay.
But he is represented in all the police divisions, and then in the police division to supervise cases open in the police division. So we have one in Guba Sherekat, in Malakia, in Juba, in Gudele. The prosecution, the public prosecutors are there in these police division, stations.
Okay.
They are there to be to supervise cases open.
The same case that you are now prosecuting, or the office of the prosecutor is prosecuting, is exactly the same case that was investigated by the committee. And then there were suspects that were mentioned. Until now, they are not known who has done what. But looking at the case, as you mentioned earlier, that the family has accused the five suspects as killers of Lwala Cook, how did they arrive to that conclusion? Or is there any evidence that they are provided to the police?
Well, no, we have not yet reached any conclusion. The investigation committee was formed by His Excellency the President. The committee was headed by Honorable Minister of Justice. They finished their report and they raised it to the, they took the papers to the presidency. For me, I don't have information about the results of that investigation. And it will be, of course, public. After it is passed by the president, it will be for the public. But in regard to this case, of course, the investigation all are under the Ministry of Justice. It is earlier now to decide whether, to say that these cases are one or they will be separately. That will depend on the prosecutor general. He will be the one to give a word, to say something about that. But not as the police. For us, we are only investigate cases and then we take them to the judiciary.
You said that this case was handled by the prosecutor, but the letter that was sent out indicate that it was written by the inspector or police. How are you going to differentiate that?
The prosecutor issue a warrant of arrest.
Yes.
And then for us, the police, we don't communicate to other ministries except through the inspector general. So the warrant of arrest was raised to the state, the police commissioner or assistant IGP for Central Equatorial State. And then the assistant IGP wrote to the IGP said that IGP writes to the national security attaching the warrant of arrest. The circle.
Daniel, you are a police spokesperson, but as well, if you look at the case that involved murder, you must have enough evidence incriminating the suspect or the person accused to have carried out the murder or the killing. The two generals and the other three gentlemen, are they considered to have participated in the killing, or what are they accused of?
No. The complainant is called Moon Deng Akok. The suspects are five, including the two generals.
Into ne SBS Dinka. Lawyer will get ne sbs.com.au/dinka.
No, but to you as a police, based on the investigation, because you accusation, I can go to you and say that, okay, I accuse Daniel of beating me up. But the investigation has to come out with the charges. What are you charging them in particular? What have you found? You cannot charge somebody because somebody said it.
It is not me charging. It is not the police charging. It is the public prosecutor.
So what are the charges? What are the charges?
The charges, we have robbery and then damage of property, and then a murder.
Okay, so all of these people...
206, 305, and 315, and section 48.
Before any section could be quoted, is there any evidence that connect these individuals or the prosecutor has found that these individuals participated?
This is, yes, this will come out through the investigation. If they are found innocent, then they will be released.
No,
because the investigation is not yet over.
Okay.
You see?
Let's
but
go.
This is the preliminary, the preliminary charge based on the complaint.
Okay, then now let's go to the laws of South Sudan.
Later on, through the investigation, the charges can be dropped if you are found innocent. But of course, there are witnesses and a lot of work during the investigation.
Let's go into the laws of South Sudan. You cannot be kept beyond 24 hours in the prison. Why are these people being kept inside? Where is that law coming from?
You know, it is the laws of South Sudan. I, as a police, I keep you for 24 hours. The Attorney General the Prosecutor General of Gumba, he has the right to keep you for 3 days. More than 3 days, it goes to the state prosecutor, and so on. If it exceeds his power, now, any case, after 6 months, it is the Chief Justice to renew your stay in the prison. The law is very clear about this, and we are following it.
I'm not getting you there. What do you mean by the 3 days?
I am saying, I, as a police, I can arrest you for 24 hours.
Mm.
Within that 24 hours, I am to finish my investigation. If my investigation needs more time, I will take it to the Prosecutor General asking for more time.
Mm.
The Prosecutor General at the division level, like Gumba Sherekat, the law gives him 3 days. After 3 days, if the case is not yet over, then he is to take permission from the state Prosecutor General. That I am investigating so and so a case. Now I have taken 4 days, but still the investigation needs more days. The approval will be got from there. If the case exceeds 6 months, then it will be any extra day will be with the approval of the Chief Justice.
So
the law is very clear about the detention.
Into on SBS Dinka. Lawyer will get ne sbs.com.au/dinka.
You said the state. Can you differentiate that? Are you talking of the prosecutor, the national prosecutor, or which is prosecutor that can extend the days?
There are levels. There are levels.
Yeah.
You see? Yeah, you get the prosecutor at the police station level, and then at the county, and at the state, and then at the national.
Are you sure, Daniel, that the process or the procedure is going well in this case?
The case now, it is a public case, okay? And actually, the law actually punishes what is illegal, okay? Takes measures against any harm to the public interest.
There is no any complaint here, or I'm not saying that the police should not do that. But I'm just asking the question of, is this case being prosecuted well in terms of the procedures that you have just explained? If the person has committed a crime, that person has to be investigated. Anything involving death has to have clear evidence and that connecting the person accused to the case. Do you have that as a police?
No, I am telling you the whole process. Listen, it starts with me as a police. When you open a case in my jurisdiction, and if I made an arrest, the suspect will stay for 24 hours. This is my right as a police to investigate within that 24 hours. More than that, it is not my responsibility. I will raise the case to the prosecutor. There is a case, somebody arrested here. I investigated for 24 hours, but these 24 hours is not enough for me to finish the investigation. Please, I want some more time. The prosecutor will give me, his level is 3 days. After 3 days, if the investigation needs more time, then it will go up. It will not be handled at the local level. This is what I'm trying to explain.
So
it goes up to the Chief Justice.
Who is the prosecutor handling this case now?
The prosecutor of Gumba Sherikat Division.
Prosecutor of Gumba Sherikat. Okay. Prosecutor of Gumba Sherikat.
Yes, he is stationed in the police station.
And his name is Joseph. Who?
And then it's Simon Joseph.
Okay, Simon Joseph. Is he employee of the state police or the national police?
Ministry of Justice. He is employee of Ministry of Justice. They are to supervise our work in regard to investigation and so on. We, the police, we are investigating on their behalf.
Okay.
The investigation actually should be for the prosecutor general.
The generals that are being that were arrested are military men, and they can be court-martialed. They can only go under the military. Did the police ask for them to be sent to the National Security Facility?
Let me be clear here. When we got a warrant of arrest for somebody who is a personnel of one of the organized forces, National Security, police, prisons, wildlife, all these security organs, we sent the warrant of arrest to his ministry or head. And the head will arrest him and bring him to the police. We cannot go as a police and arrest somebody from the other organized force, not national, any organized force. We send to the post. We have a legal way of bringing that person for investigation. After investigation, we will send him back to his unit. That this guy is suspected under case number so and so, and is to be with you until the court is called.
Okay.
And we send you back to your unit. This is the law says so.
So you are saying now that people like Garang Akuk and General Major are not supposed to be in prison. They are supposed to be with their unit until the court date.
Yes. So
why is General Major still inside?
After investigation, we have handed them over to their units.
So why is General Major still in being kept in a...
This is what I cannot answer, because the unit is under the command of certain ministry or unit, so it is their people.
So you are saying it could
who
be
who can answer that question?
Could it be his boss, not the police?
No, our police, we have investigated, and then we send him back to his unit with a letter that this guy is charged under KDKD and case number so and so. So you keep him until the court is called.
Do they keep him as a prisoner, or they just keep him until the as a free man until the court date?
That depends on the decision of the unit.
Okay.
Sometimes you are free.
Okay.
Yes.
Then
you are free. Sometimes, but you are told not to. You see, sometimes because we in the uniform, sometimes you are given an assignment. You go for assignment outside the jurisdiction of the case.
Mm-hmm.
So the letter says that, for example, if there is a mission to Awil, for example, because you have a case in Juba, you should not be sent in that mission until your case is over.
I'm getting you now.
You are to remain around the jurisdiction, yes, exactly.
Based on report that was given at Sherikat during the incident, there were some people that were shot by the police, or some of them that were killed. Is there any evidence that the policemen who carry out this were arrested?
Yeah, we have anyway, under the case.
Yeah.
As we have 21 suspects arrested.
Okay, in connection
like
to the civilians
from the organized forces. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Daniel Justin, I just want to thank you so much for your time. And it's good that you are able to explain the position of the National Police here. And I thank you for your time. Unless you want to add something to the interview.
No, I am saying when I arrest you as a police, the law gives me 24 hours. If my investigation is exceeding 24 hours, I will ask permission for more days from the Attorney General. This is what I am saying.
Did the police ask for an extension for that particular officer alone?
What I know, we have finished our investigation with him. After finishing the investigation, we hand him over to his unit.
What of the...
Pending the trial.
But the other suspect, the other three who are not generals, who are in prison, why are they in central prison when they are still suspect? They are not yet convicted.
No, yes, because the investigation is still with them.
Okay.
They have just renewed their stay now. They stay because every time when the time is over, we have asked for more days. It will now okay. They will their stay. It will end on the 21st of August.
But the police has not asked.
They
you
will
have
be
not
there until and,
you have not asked for the stay of General Majer in prison.
Yes, because our investigation has finished with them.
Oh,
they are
okay.
Now pending the trial. Yes.
Okay, then Chukran, thank
that is why we handed them. That is why we handed them over to their unit.
To their unit. Thank you so much for the explanation.
Well,
and it's good that I got your number too. So next time, if I don't
Derek. Yes, our doors are open. You can call anytime. We are 24/7.
Chukran,
yes.
Chukran. Thank you so much.
After no problem. No problem.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you are welcome. Okay, cheers.
Thank you for listening. This is the Jarnay Chanko from SBS Dinka Radio. And this story is in regard to a situation that occurred in South Sudan in Chirkat. And that's why I was talking to Daniel Justin Baula, the spokesperson for the South Sudan National Police. And this story, I think we will have also the version in Dinka. And thank you. Share this with your friends and also download SBS Dinka Radio app. Thank you so much.
Into on SBS Dinka. Lawyer will be SBS.com.au/Dinka.